Now our view drifts over historic Princeton University in autumn. Students stroll the gorgeous campus. In a dim library, a handsome young man studies alone.
Everyone gambles. They may call it something else, like the stock market or real estate. But make no mistake, if you're risking something, you're gambling.
A middle-aged man joins him.
And if you're gambling, then I'm the guy you want to see.
Do you ever, like, follow up a mistake with, like, another wretched mistake?
I hate the expression, I hear you. Because what it usually means is, I'm ignoring you. But, Professor Ornstein, I hear you.
It's just that I was planning on taking my wife skiing in Vermont on break, and now...
And now the online sportsbook has your money. The poker site has some of it, too.
I was hoping perhaps you could get it back for me.
I can't get you back what I don't have. I gave you a coupon for discounted play on the site. You used it. Lost. That's it.
The professor smiles.
You got all the answers, don't you? Of course you do.
Okay. Professor, you ever heard of Rush Street Capital?
Yeah.
I worked there. 1 year away from becoming a portfolio manager and a seven-figure bonus when the meltdown happened and the firm blew up. But I learned two things from it. Hard work alone doesn't protect your downside, and nobody plays for free.
News footage plays.
What do college campuses have in common with Las Vegas and Atlantic City? Gambling is now so prevalent among college students, it's creating serious problems with few easy answers.
Worldwide, online gambling has reached epidemic proportions.
Years ago, the big Nevada casinos thought of online gaming as the competition. Now they're realizing that with their brand name recognition, they can maybe get a big piece of the online action.
Access to high-stakes gambling just a mouse click away. Teenagers are the latest group to fall into the gambling web.
With reports of revenue in excess of $30 billion a year.
Anyone with access to the internet can gamble away their life savings without stepping foot out of their home.
The Department of Justice has indicted the top three major offshore
online poker sites. Players are convinced that a cheater can somehow see his opponent's hand.
As Black Friday.
Justice officials announced that Ivan Block has become a major target.
Lawyers say operate in breach of fiduciary law.
Outside federal jurisdiction in Costa Rica.
No legal recourse whatsoever.
Entering a bedroom, the young man sits at a desk and opens his laptop. With the subject reading urgent, a new email from Dean Monroe requests a meeting today.
At Princeton, you're either bred for it or you bleed for it.
It reads, it concerns your future here at Princeton.
And I can't seem to stop bleeding.
In an office.
My general concern, Mr. First, is that you are promoting gambling on campus. My more pressing concern, the one expressed to me by Mr. Arnault's father, is that you are encouraging Paul to gamble.
You told your dad that, Paul?
It's his credit card.
The point is, Mr. First, Mr. Arnault did not send his boy 3,500 miles from home in order to start him on the road to perdition. You are supposed to be earning your Master's of Finance and serving as a graduate teaching assistant. Instead, you are running some kind of virtual casino. Gambling is forbidden on campus. Bookmaking is forbidden on campus. And if you don't change your tune, you're going to be forbidden on campus as well. Now, if you'll excuse us, I'll finish with Mr. First alone.
As Paul heads to the door, First glances back at him.
Paul, thanks, man.
Looked at your transcripts, spoke to your professors, even read some of your papers.
The dean approaches First.
You have a real gift.
He sits against his desk.
I want you to make this place proud. But you got your hands in your fellow students' pockets.
I've never stolen anything from anyone. Dean, I'm not eligible for financial aid because my past income is too high. But that money's basically gone. I owe 21,000 tuition due next week. 60 grand total before I get my degree, and that's if I don't eat.
Welcome to the real world. Doesn't mean you can live by your own rules.
I'm not a bookie. Okay, my official title is affiliate for online gaming. I steer traffic to the website, they pay me a commission, hands off, arm's length. I get a small fee for each player I sign up. I'm not living some elaborate lifestyle here, it's how I'm paying my way through this university.
What we touch, touches us too, Mr. First.
Dean, I'm in marketing.
As am I. And what I market is this university. You will close up shop, effective immediately. Or you won't have a school to pay for.
First lowers his eyes. At home, he slouches at his desk, facing the open laptop. First holds his fingers over the keys, then taps one and slowly moves the mouse. He stares tensely at an open browser window. His nearly $18,000 bank account balance stands ready to transfer to an account for Richie F. at GameWallet.com.
The thing about this game is, you can't win unless you're ready to risk it all. So, there it is. Everything I have.
Richie completes the transfer. Later, he joins a Midnight Black online poker room. A bearded friend sits beside him.
That's a lot of your bankroll in play.
All of it, Kreger.
Let me say we shut it down real quick.
Right. Ah, must be really nice to have your education paid for. The rest of us still have to grind for our masters.
So is your plan just to gamble for your tuition money?
Whoa. It's not like I'm shooting craps or playing blackjack or something.
Playing poker, Richie.
I'm playing poker against fish, Craig. It's a big difference. And $17,000 means zero to me right now. This is my shot, okay? And statistically, it's the right play. Look, I've been three tabling. I find a guy on the fourth who's acting like it's his life's mission to give all his money away.
Now more friends watch.
Why'd you just raise?
Non-weighted game theory. Because it'll outperform the EV of flatting and he'll spaz in anyway. Look, see his starting hands and betting patterns? This guy's a weak player. This is the type of sucker you find once a year, maybe.
More friends gather.
What are we at? 50. Fantastic. Hey, Richie, it's me, Craig. I'm a very good friend of yours. Cracked 50? What do you say? Just pull back some of that cake.
50 doesn't get me to graduation, Craig. What'd I tell you? This is the one you wait for.
Later.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. How'd you know to fold?
Oh, we got the next one. Here we go, baby. Richie, let's go stay in it. Let's go.
Later.
Don't bet at that. Fold. Shit, how'd you know to bet at that? How'd they know 8-high was good?
If you're a poker player, a real poker player, there is no such thing as luck.
Fishy, you gotta stop, man.
I can't let short-term variance slow me down. That's the sucker play. This guy plays too bad for me to stop.
A friend leaves.
If you lose over the long term, there's a reason. And this guy was too bad to be the reason. He never showed his cards. He just raise or fold, raising when I was weak, folded when I was trapping.
Now he sits alone.
That's not good, that's great.
Richie stares at the screen.
And this guy wasn't great. When you get beat straight up, it hurts like hell. When you get hustled, it's a fucking dagger in the eye.
He closes the laptop. Later, in a dim room full of monitors, Richie and a dark-skinned man review data.
You were right. See this right here? This is way outside the norm.
I knew it. That's why I brought it to you.
I compared it against thousands of players, right, with at least 2,500 recorded hands. Look how far outside the normal win rates the guys who beat you are.
What's that, like over 1,000,000 to 1?
Dude, it's like winning Powerball 4 times in a row.
At night, rain falls as Richie walks a covered loading dock. In a private gambling room, he hugs a middle-aged man.
Richie, what the hell?
Christ, I haven't seen you in what, 4 years?
I don't know, Dad, I stopped counting.
You stop counting, I count.
You got a minute?
Well, yeah, come in, sit down.
What the hell are you doing here? Are you okay, is everything all right?
Fine.
Richie fidgets.
What do you need?
Have you got any connections in Costa Rica?
What? You going down to Costa Rica? You gonna gamble? You chip off the old block now?
No, I'm not.
I always thought you were an action
guy. Hey, Dad, I'm not looking to gamble.
Well, what then?
I was hoping you knew somebody who could get me close to Ivan Block.
No, I don't know anybody like that. That's out of my league, way out. He started that site, and he had a dozen competitors.
Yeah, I know, you're sure? There's nobody from all the years at the tables, nobody
no,
who owes you.
There's nobody. All the chits are going the other way now, son.
Richie nods, then starts away.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, where the hell are you going?
Come on. Stick around, play a little bit.
Richie hands his dad some cash.
Yeah.
He leaves. Daytime. Carrying bags, Richie exits his house with Craig following.
Richie, you're not even listening to me. Richie, what about finals, huh?
I got extensions.
Okay, but where are you going?
Costa Rica.
Did you get your shots? Because there are monkeys there. Monkeys that bite you with disease.
Odds are the monkeys will be the least of my worries.
Do you have any idea how crazy this is?
Look, Block is a businessman. And it's bad business to defraud your customer. If anything, I'm doing the guy a solid.
This isn't about Block, though. It's about you. You don't know how to lose.
Richie stops and faces Craig.
You ever heard of Meyer Lansky?
Yes, I know Meyer Lansky.
Right. One thing he wouldn't allow is a bent table at any of his casinos. Every flip, every spin, every roll of the dice had to be legit because he understood what gambling is about.
So what's gambling all about?
Everybody gets a fair shot, whether you have $1 on the line or $1 million.
Let's think this through for a second.
You're about to jet off to a country you've never been to with a language you do not speak, bluff your way into Ivan Block's posse, somehow call him out in front of everybody he knows, and you expect him to just give you your money back and say, oh, that's my bad, dude. My fault.
This school, this degree, what that means in the world, This isn't my second chance, Craig. This is my last chance.
On an airport tarmac, Richie exits a small commercial plane. Words appear, San Jose, Costa Rica. A flight attendant guides the passengers. Inside the airport, Richie follows the line of travelers through customs. Arriving at the counter, Richie hands his passport to a customs agent. The agent examines it with a black light, then stamps a page and hands the passport back to Richie.
Welcome to Costa Rica.
Gracias. There are hundreds of affiliates already down here for the gaming convention, and they run the gamut. From the guys with all the money,
now outside,
to the guys trying to get some.
Hey, Oz, if you're looking to gamble in your hotel room later.
I'm all right, man.
He eyes a flyer.
Shit, your pet. I'm Richie First. Hey, I steer players to your sites.
Richie, yeah. Dude.
Andrew C.
I'm Richie F.
Nice to meet you.
You here for the expo?
I'm hoping to get face to face with Ivan Block, you know?
The man's like the Wizard of fucking Oz. No one gets behind the curtain. No one. All right, man, we gotta go. Take it easy. Good luck.
Yeah, you too.